most important thing for me about Matariki and Puanga is whānau. It's about being able to have time to pause with our whānau. You know, we roto I te ao huri huri nei in this ever-changing world, in the world of busyness. It's important to have time to reflect, to ponder, and to enjoy each other's company. Nā kia au koe a tērā ko te hirahiratanga o te Matariki nei.
People like the idea of Matariki being this new year and things, you know, are lining up to Maramataka, looking at moon phase. They love adopting and adapting to that idea of it, but it really just means a fresh start. It means we have an opportunity to reconnect, to reset, to re-everything.
Also setting new goals for the year, because you know, you only really know the Pākehā New Year growing up, that's all you really know, so it's good to have this kaupapa come in where no, it's made a public holiday and just kind of helps bring to the forefront of people's minds, my mind about what, you know, our tūpuna used to celebrate as the Māori New Year.
To me, it means the start of a fresh season, it means the start of a new year, and it means everything to do with whānau. Whānau means everything to us, and at this time we usually have a massive hākari and we celebrate everything that's happened in the past year and we give thanks to those who we've lost in the year.
Matariki, the Māori New Year obviously, but to me it's just remembering those who have passed on throughout the year, bringing it into the new year and just letting go of those loved ones who we hold tight to.
The importance of taking time to be able to acknowledge, to celebrate our identity really and our mātauranga, our uniqueness. And so our traditions about Matariki and Puanga is a part of that. And being able to come together, te whakakotahi, to celebrate in an authentic way is really important. Arā ke ngā mātauranga te iwi e pāna ki te Matariki. Me ona kōrero katoa. And so to take time to be able to come together, our kaumātua right through to our babies.
That it's just not given a public holiday for nothing. Everyone sort of remembers what it's about, you know.
I hope it doesn't become something commercialised, just another public holiday. You know, hopefully it's something that we can, take an opportunity to celebrate our Māori culture.
Yeah, I hope that we hold on to that mātauranga and that we go outside and we look to see when Puanga rises or when Matariki rises and that we don't, you know, think about our public holiday and think, okay, yep, ko tēnei te wā, this is Matariki now. Yep, for us to go outside, look at our environment, read our environment, and become one with our tai ao.
Well, I think first off, it's great that it's being recognised, and through their recognition, it's being preserved. But a concern is that, you know, the authenticity of our kaupapa, ensuring that the mana, the tapu of Matariki, Puanga Rua, isn't appropriated into something that's not in keeping with our culture, with our traditions, with our values. And so with, concern is around the commercialisation and the introduction or the infusion of other traditions that are foreign to our own. And so it's about being able to wānanga and ensure that how we celebrate Matariki and Puanga is authentic to our traditions.